Former widow, that's my new title. I'm now married to Jim Turner. I like the sound of former widow. It gives me great joy to feel safe in the harbor of marriage. But one of my prayers is that I won't forget the lessons I learned as a widow, single woman, or single parent. This is Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. God opened my eyes to the plight of widows on my first return trip to Africa, a mere 9 months after Pastor Paul's death. There are 10 times as many widows as there are widowers, African women whose husbands are murdered or die, grieve up to 2 years. The women often lose custody of their children, they are removed from their homes, and sometimes even all of their possessions are removed. African widows familiar with social status changes and adjustments knew I was navigating the rough waters of the same rushing river of grief they had endured. They were surprised that I'd made the effort to visit them. It was a Ministry of Presence mission trip. I was compelled by love to tell my story. I shared about my lost love, and I told them how my hurt was being exchanged for God's hope. I explained about Paul's sudden death, and I listened to all the stories of their loss, and I cried tears with them. I reminded them of one of my favorite scriptures, which continues to give me peace. It's Isaiah 57:1-2. The righteous perish, and not one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.